Leading up to the story of the sale, we need to talk about Jeep some more. The 84 Jeep Cherokee absolutely changed the business. This was the compact SUV that led the way for what we know of SUVs today.
Right.
Right? But you also saw the development and launch of the Jeep Wrangler.
Right.
And let's talk about the history of that, because that comes out of World War II.
Correct. And the, you know, General George Marshall said that the Jeep is America's contribution to modern warfare. And it was so valuable. And I think there were like 600,000 Jeeps built. And Jeeps were all over the world. In every theater of operation, there were Jeep vehicles. And in fact, that was really the value. I think next to Coca-Cola, Jeep was probably the brand, the American brand that was best known throughout the world, internationally. And after the war, Willys, who was producing the vehicle, and it turns out that there was another company that really, a small company, that had the design that Willys took and then started building, and then the government went to Ford and said, we'd like you to build the same car. So it's kind of like you and your wife are going to get divorced and you're going to use the same attorney.
Yeah.
So Ford and Willys really built the big volume. And Kaiser bought Willys. And then after the war, Kaiser, you may have remember of something called the Kaiser-Fraser car. They thought they were going to get into the automotive industry pretty much like our friend Mr. Musk. And it's a tough industry. You got to have a lot of money and you got to go do a lot of things. And very tough.
I want to ask you, the name Jeep, I think there's different opinions on how the Jeep became known as a Jeep. I have it here that Eugene the Jeep was a character in the Popeye comic strip, a mysterious animal with magical or supernatural abilities, and it appeared first in 1936. And so you may have your idea or opinion or knowledge how the name Jeep came about.
It was really simpler than that, I think. the government designation for the Jeep vehicle was General Purpose, GP, number so-and-so. So it was called a GP. And so it quickly went from GP to Jeep. With the military people.
Say that to me again.
GP, General Purpose. You know how they...
Oh, but that would be spelled G...
Well, that's just GP. But what I'm saying, and when they start to use the name GP, it evolved into Jeep.
Okay. And then there's another way. This gentleman suggests that soldiers of World War II were so impressed with the new Willys that they informally named it after Eugene the Jeep, as it was small, able to move between dimensions, and could solve seemingly impossible problems. So, anyway, there's interesting how it came about, but maybe what you've just said is the real reason, the way the name came about.
It's just, they will always shorten something or give a name to it, and that lend itself to it.
But then wasn't it Willie's Overland Jeep's owner motto, the sun never sets on the Willie's built Jeep?
Correct.
That would bring the Jeep to a civilian role.
Yeah. And they started, but they were continued to build a vehicle that was too close to the Army vehicle. In other words, it was like a work vehicle, like a small truck that could be driven in difficult places, but it was a work vehicle, you know, to them. Then when Kaiser bought them, they kind of kept the same thing and didn't really put any creature features into the car. And then Roy Chapin, who was at the time the chairman of American Motors, he had a stint for a couple of years in International, and he knew that that vehicle would be very well received in a lot of countries around the world. So he wanted to try to buy Jeep from Kaiser Willys. And he had a couple of advantages. One was that the fellow who worked for Kaiser Willys as the CEO was a hunting buddy of his in ducks in Canada, where he had a hunting lodge. And so he knew that they were interested in selling if have the right price. So he asked Gerald Myers, Jerry Myers, that we talked about, who became subsequently the CEO and chairman. He asked him at that time to go out and make a study to see if this is something that we should buy. And Myers came back and said, absolutely not. And he made this presentation to the board. It says, you know, their product is dated, their plants are dated, this is bad, that's bad. And, you know, net result is, you know, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. So Roy Chapin didn't agree with that, and he stewed on it for a number of months, and then he called this Myers back in and said, how would you like to become vice president of product planning and manufacturing? Oh, I'd like, yes. He says, well, in order to do it, you've got to figure out how much we're going to pay to buy Jeep and the things we have to do to fix it and what we have to change. And Myers said, now Myers had an incentive. He came back with a different plan. Now said, let's buy Jeep. And here's the things we have to do. And American Motors bought Jeep for $70 million.
And that Mr. Chapin was the one who couldn't get it out of his head, could he?
That's right.
He just knew something
He knew it was a product that they needed. And in fact, in a way, you see, Jeep saved Willys, and they were able to sell that to Kaiser. Jeep saved Kaiser because Kaiser was, you know, went out of business, and the only reason they were, you know, staying around was because of Jeep. Then Jeep came to American Motors and it saved American Motors. Then Jeep went to Chrysler and it saved Chrysler. And I can, you know, mention what the contribution has been of Jeep and Chrysler, and now it's saving Fiat. So it's like the savior vehicle brand. And at Chrysler, for example, the Jeep products were bringing in $2 billion. The minivan was bringing in $2 billion. But the rest of Chrysler was losing $4 billion. So it was an even-Steven game. They weren't losing money, but they weren't making any money. They just had these two products that were propped up and saved Chrysler. Eventually, Chrysler went into bankruptcy, but that was a different factor there.